This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I'd like to talk to you about reality. What is reality? It's just a matter of your interpretation. One person's point of view or another person's point of view. It isn't necessarily that there is a reality. This is all a hologram. Everybody's reality is different. So many things. And it's all speculation. Not this person, not that person, not the next person actually understands what is reality. Well, reality is the truth. Okay? I can speculate, I can comment, I can create, I can concoct, I can tell you all sorts of nonsense, and everybody's doing it. But it doesn't change the truth. So the truth is reality. You are in this particular body. You are of this particular status, age, color, race, sex, gender, whatever. That's your reality right now. We're under the influence of the modes of nature. We're under the influences of society, family, friends, relatives, associates, associations. That's the reality. These influences are upon us. We're not causing them. They're impacting upon us. So now, wait a minute. That means that reality has its own force? That means that the truth is potent. I could tell you a lie, and you'll find out about it later. I'll sell you 6 apples for 50 cents. And I give you 5. You'll find out about it later. The reality is, it's 5 for 50 cents. So everybody's out there promoting their conception of reality. Everyone's out there trying to cut the corners, try to get ahead on reality. They're trying to outsmart the forces of nature, the forces of providence upon their lives, the forces of karma that is actually impacting your life all the time, constantly, and you're earning more karma constantly. So we understand, if we just, this basic level, we understand that reality has its own force that manifests in a variety of fashions. So our denying that is illusion. And this is what we see. We see a society right here, right now, today. You, your life, your mind, your association. There is a polarization going on of the people that do not accept or see that there is a reality forced upon their life. They are trying to say, I will ignore anything I don't like and I will accept only what I want or like. And I will call that my reality. This is called illusion. Self-imposed in this case, but it's illusion. Because you can't overcome the forces of reality. The forces of nature. The forces of karma. The forces of providence. The laws of God. You can't. So all the people that are denying those, they're in illusion. And the illusion can be multi-tiered and multi-layered. You can be in an illusion that is illusory by nature as well. This is a complex situation. How does one get out of the illusion? And we have that. People get angry with each other. Well, I think it should be this way. No, I think it's that way. I think it should be this way. No, I think it should be. You're an illusion. You don't know what you're talking about. Neither of them know what they're talking about. It's opinions. It's perspectives. But none of it is necessarily reality. So this is why the Vedic literature says the intelligent man will study and try to understand what is reality from the top down, from God's point of view. The Lord is the potent, the most potent living being. And he has set into motion this material manifestation. He has created this material manifestation, and you are stuck in your body for its duration of longevity. That's kind of bottom line reality. Because if you aren't in the body falls to the floor useless, irrelevant. But while you're in it, you consider that body to be you. And you consider all the activities and all the associates and all the involvement and everything that's going on, your reality. So you see how it's an illusion on an illusion. You aren't the body. You're not in control of the energies. And the interactions are being imposed upon you. And some of them you react to. Some of them you overcome. Some of them you're overcome by. So what we're talking about is that the truth has a force that is greater than us. And this is why in the Vedic literature it describes the absolute truth. The absolute truth is he from whom everything emanates. Everything emanates from a superior, supreme source of energy. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So for you to say someone else is an illusion, and for you to say this is my reality, has no significance whatsoever except to your mind. It calms your mind or agitates your mind or it gives you some sort of reference point. But there's no basis in fact. You have to step back out of those speculative interpretations of reality and get it down to what actually is your position and who actually are you and what are you. This is where reality can be built, just like a house. You have to have a foundation. You have a foundation, then you can build the house. You don't just build a house on anything or anywhere or whatever, on a flat spot. You have to have a foundation. That foundation means those forces, those facts, those influences that are superior to you, that you cannot change no matter how much you will or how much you use your strength or how hard you endeavor, not possible to be changed. That's what you have to build your understanding of reality upon. Or it's simply mental speculation. And if you look at life, if you look at what's going on around you, everybody is living a mental speculation type of illusion they've created for themselves and they're comfortable with. They don't want to change anything. This is the millennial people. They're being titled now, the millennials. People born after 2000. They live in a false reality. They live in the computer screens. They live in games. They live in GPS. They live in artificial interpretation of the world. They live in fast foods. They live in cramped quarters. There's a variety of characteristics, and they have no practical skills, very limited practical skills. Can't change a tire. I was reading an article today, 40 things that the millennials can't do. One was they can't even start a campfire, even with a lighter. They don't understand the functioning, the workings of the world they're in. Yet they're very opinionated. They expect to have everything handed to them, supplied. I'm a manager. I'm topmost. We've covered this before. But the reality is based upon those forces that you cannot overcome. You cannot create the absolute truth. You can create your truth. You give me 50 cents, I'll give you 5 apples. Well, maybe I'll give you 6 apples. You create it. I'll give you 5 for 50 cents, therefore the apples are 10 cents apiece. That's my price. You've created that little teeny speck of reality. You can tell everyone, everyone will know, everyone agrees, it's established, that's it, the price is 10 cents an apple. You can do that. But you cannot determine how long you will be in this body. You cannot determine how much suffering and how much success you'll have in this body. They say that at school, oh, you can come to school and get a university education. You can do anything. It's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. This is why how they made the millennial people, by that kind of nonsense. Your life is determined by the results of your last birth. That's reality. The law of karma is far superior to you, and that's just nature. That's not even God's hand. Nature is a minister, a support structure for the Lord. He allows the living entities to come into material nature. Nature has its own balance, its own rules, it's all structure, and the living entities maneuver within that structure, but they can't alter it. You can kill yourself, but then you leave. You're not here anymore. You're not in. That's eject. So if you're going to stay, you can only maneuver and manipulate a percentage. So the reality is not fluid. The reality is fixed. It's true by higher authority. You can be higher authority to your pets. You can be higher authority to the ants, but you're not higher authority to yourself. There is higher authority over the transmigration and the karmic influence upon all living entities who get the results of their actions. Karmic reaction for an action. You don't get to change that. Your responsibility is to advance your understanding of your true predicament. Get the foundation down and build on it a clear understanding, a clear structure of conscious development. You're supposed to be a better person tomorrow than you are today. You're supposed to be more compassionate, more truthful, more intelligent, more determined, more patient, more sober. You're supposed to be growing as a being during the duration you're in this environment, because this environment is offering you a structure, is offering you a fixed structure that you can work within, and not everything is out of control. For example, let's just turn off gravity for an hour. Holy cow, everything is a mess. For a minute, and everything is a mess. So you're given the benefits of gravity. And it makes it possible for you to maneuver within this structure of time, space, gravity, karmic action, atmospheric supplies and support, earth-based fertility, etc. You can sustain here. You can sustain this type of body that you currently have here. And that becomes the group reality. This planet, this atmosphere, this environment, this nature will support bodies of this type. We all know we're 73% water, and our planet is too. Funny that. And so our bodies are geared to survive in this environment. The environment is provided for the comfort of the bodies, and yet everybody is getting lost in wanting more comforts. Pamper me. Give me more. Don't cause any type of problem. Don't disagree with me. Because they've lost sight of, they're supposed to be working on the development of their consciousness out of the illusory concept that the body is me. Out of the misconception that I am a temporary material person. And when I die, the lights go out and it's all over. I had a good go. Absolute childishness. And this is what's being pumped into the consciousness of the people for a couple thousand years. Not in all parts of the world, mind you, but definitely all during the duration of the European and Western countries. They don't have an understanding of karma. They don't have an understanding of reincarnation. They aren't looking at the karmic structure that is involved, intricately entwined into nature. The Eastern religions, the Buddhists, the Hindus, several of those varieties and subdivisions, they have these concepts. They have a higher culture. So you need to revive that higher culture concept for you to be able to actually interpret your own reality. And right now, you're living a reality that is being imposed upon you by the electronic world of illusion. Television is an illusion. The phone is an illusion. The screens are an illusion. It's all an illusory perspective of what matters. The Vedic literature says none of these things matter. Television, cinema, restaurants, hotels, all this stuff is illusory. It does not matter. You're not here to stuff and feed yourself on dead, burned bodies and live in hotels and have sex with women and have no concern about the values of controlling your mind. I was discussing with someone a few hours ago how people don't have control of their minds anymore. Their minds are controlled by electronic influences from the outside. You can't stop yourself from being distracted by your phone. And once you get your stupid phone in your hand, you can't be stop yourself from being distracted by the stuff coming in from the other end. This ad, this call, this suggestion, this sales pitch, whatever. Somebody else's nonsense. So you don't have control of your mind. Well, if you have no control of your mind, that means that sometimes you're going to be doing things that are for your benefit, and sometimes you're going to be doing things that are not for your benefit. And in all the instances when you're not actually working on developing your consciousness and your maturity, you're wasting lifespan. Your involvement with other people's lives, watching their lives, commenting on their lives, their tweets, their nonsense, their BS, all this stuff is wasting your lifespan. Now, your lifespan is the prescribed length and experience that you require to grow, to become an old soul, to mature in evaluating your reality, to mature in understanding your predicament, to actually find out what you are. What are you? The Vedic literature says you are an eternal living entity. You're created from a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality, God Himself. You are a parcel. You're eternal. You're energetic. You don't need batteries in this body. Your spirit is energizing this body. You have to feed it. You have to keep care of it. It has to have these interactions with the environment, breathing and drinking and et cetera, to sustain it. But your energy is what's motivating it. Your energy is what's keeping it animated. So your energy, you are an energetic, eternal, spiritual being in a temporary body. Are you carrying that concept with you? Do you live your life in recognition that that is who you are and that you have an eternal duty as well as a temporary material duty? If you're an eternal living entity, I'm sure that you somewhere down the line over the eons of time figured out you have an eternal duty. In this particular life, you've forgotten it. You're messing around with your phone and your TV and your associates and the insane society that we have. And you've forgotten you have a duty and that you're a special being. You have a purpose. You have a duty. Every being is born with a duty. What is yours? Are you doing it? Have you controlled your mind to keep it from distracting you from that duty so that it gets done? You see that with people who, the younger people who get a job, they can't do the job without their phone in their hand. They can't put it down and not use it till they go home. It's past the idea of a toy. It's actually an integral part of their thinking patterns. And they're unable to focus on the work. If you give them a complex job, they can't do it. They can't think of 6 or 7 steps ahead and coordinate and organize and see it through and get it done. They're too busy being interrupted at step 2 and 4 and 3 and 6. with distractions caused by the phone, caused by some screen. They don't have the mental capacity to not look at a screen. They've been programmed from little kids to be attracted and suck off the energy and knowledge and whatever it is, misknowledge, miseducation, out of the screens. So they're bad at eye contact. They're bad at interpersonal skills. They're bad at expressing themselves. They just don't even care. They just turn you off. I was having a conversation with this young man standing there one day, and we were just talking about a couple things, and he said, "Why were you here?" And I told him what I was here and what I was doing. And I said that I was interested in this other subject. And he just looked at me with a pop, bright-eyed sort of a look, turned around, walked off. I'm going, I guess that subject means something to him already. And he just turned and walked off, turned his back to me, started talking with someone else or listening to another conversation. Couldn't relate at all. Completely broke down. I didn't even know what it was about. So these concepts, or misconceptions, are prevalent in our society now that people don't know what is reality. So that's why everybody's wanting to talk about it. They realize that the people don't know, and they can talk any type of nonsense, their personal interpretation, and get away with it. And they feel, I'm so intelligent. And yet when it comes down to you, ask them, describe to me what is the truth, the absolute truth. What is reality? What really matters? What is your duty? They have nothing to say. They're stumped. So your responsibility is to get control of your mind, not let someone else have control of it. We've got a new rage, the Pokemon Go, I think is what it's called. I haven't seen it yet. And it's driving people crazy. There's people that are so absorbed in it, they're walking off of cliffs, walking into traffic, falling downstairs. It's such a powerful mind control tool, and it's available on the phone, and it's free. And it says in the fine print that they can do anything they want with the information you make available to them through that app. And so your life is being completely recorded. Your life is being completely followed. You're losing more of your conscious independence because of this, I don't know what it is, mind control app. So the other people who do have control of their minds, they look upon these people as just dead to the world, zombies, not conscious of the real physical world they're in, not conscious that nature is in control, not conscious that they have a duty, that they're supposed to be compassionate, determined, capable, progressive, goal-orientated humans. They don't even understand that. They just think, well, can I service my own phone and my own software? That's an independent, that's a self-sufficient person. I can edit my own software. So we're in a situation where the reality side of society, who knows what it takes to survive, is being discredited and poo-hooed by the illusory side of our society, who don't know reality and have a concocted perspective. This means there will be a clash of these two classes of men in society sooner or later. Generally speaking, those people won't wake up that they're not in reality, they don't see reality, and they're not fulfilling their duty as humans until they're hungry. Until their stomach actually screams out at them, I'm hungry, they won't be able to overcome the influences that's taking their mind off of their duty in life. So I hope you're not one of them. If you're one of them, you've probably quit listening at the 3-minute mark here. You wouldn't have even cared to listen to this program. Because you don't have the ability to control the mind from where it runs off to. So if you do have that ability, if you are looking at your life, you are trying to find out what's going on, I can guarantee you the most rapid, the most intelligent, the most exact, the most beneficial understanding of what is reality is in the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is the most concise, clear, properly presented, honestly presented literature on the planet. And if you haven't gotten a book by our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, get one. Go out of your way. Save up your lunch money. Whatever it takes. Get one of his books and read that book cover to cover and open your heart, open your mind, get control of yourself, see things in proper perspective. Those things that actually affect your life. And that can guide you out of this illusory society we're living in and set you up on a platform that you can survive the crash of these two pieces of society. These two mental perspectives of society. The people that know the truth won't surrender and give it up. And the people that are in illusion, they don't want anybody to wake them up and they'll fight to stay in illusion. So it is a clash. It's very, very, very subtle, but it's already on. It's already going on. So wake to the fact it's here. Wake to the fact you're in a war. Wake to the fact you need support that is based on truth. It's based on reality. That is the Vedic literature. The instructions of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as given in Bhagavad Gita as it is, that is reality. And you will be far, far greater for having heard it, read it, and contemplated it such that you see things, and you will see things far better, far clearer, and you will be benefited. Your life will step up. This is what the Vedic literature is for, to help everyone come to reality.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.